All right, everybody, welcome back. We're back for another week of Olivia's Obscura. And today, I have a very special guest that if you are a weekly listener or you just know me in real life, you will be acquainted with this guest. Today, we have Ty.
What's up, guys? It's Ty is here.
Ty, my boyfriend, my partner in crime and life.
Crime and life.
Among other things.
Yeah.
And technically my roommate.
Technically.
Like, if we want to distill it down.
If we really want to get technical, we do, in fact, live together.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
I've never been on a podcast before.
That's so exciting that mine is your first podcast.
I truly feel honored. As a weekly listener, first time, long time.
Your first time, long time. I love that you listen to my podcast.
It's like number one on my Monday list.
I wouldn't expect you to listen.
Oh, I love it.
I'm so glad you
How did. Else am I to stay would informed?
If,
the news?
If I ever had a Patreon, would
pay.
You pay?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I want to see what you're up to on that. You'd be my first Patreon, too.
How much would you pay? $1, $2, $5? Like, what would be your cutoff?
$2.
There's a couple Patreons that I subscribe to for $5.
Yeah. Seems too much to me.
Do we want to see who I subscribe to on Patreon?
Yeah. I have no idea. I know probably Celebrity Memoir Book Club.
That was my first one that I ever subscribed to. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you subscribe to Judgies.
I started Patreon. I don't, but I should. Yeah. I would get my money.
Listen
worth.
To the Judgies. The Judgies plug. I'm so proud of the fact that I
you
got
on the Judgies.
Everybody
really
into
early.
The Judgies. Yep.
Okay, so I am a member of. I pay $5 a month for Celebrity Memoir Book Club.
Okay.
Which is really worth it. They put out bonus episodes every week, and they're like 2.5 hours long.
Love it.
I like actually their like Patreon episodes better than their like actual Celebrity Memoir Book Club.
I would
Club
hope so.
Episodes.
You're paying for it.
No, I love to hear those bitches yap. I pay $5 a month for Beyond the Blinds.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me either. How
because
much do you pay
they,
for that?
$5 a month.
Oh, okay.
Because they... I also think I get my money's worth of that because that's also weekly episodes.
Yes. Yeah.
And they put their juicy ones behind the paywall.
Of course.
Like the really good ones. So I feel like that's good.
If you're
good.
Paying for anything, it better be like the premium content.
I pay $5 a month for Kath Rout, who's like a niche creator. Yeah. She's like very niche, but... Okay. I started watching her on YouTube when I was in high school. And so I feel like very attached to her. Like, I need to pay. I would pay her $20 a month, honestly.
Hell yeah.
Because I just, like, want to support. And I feel like that is someone, like, when someone doesn't have very many, like, when someone only has, like, 20,000 Instagram followers, I'm like, they know my $5.
Yes.
That's, I'm invested.
You are known. You could meet this person in real life.
And I could be like, I've given you $5 a month for... 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
I know, crazy. And then I also am, those are my $5 a month tiers. I pay $3 a month for maintenance phase.
Okay.
And I pay $2.95 a month for Be There in 5.
Love it.
And those are the ones that I pay for.
I don't know any of those.
Those are like, and they're my favorites.
I've like never heard of any of those podcasts before.
Those are my, it feels very intimate to reveal what content I pay for.
It does, yeah.
I would pay for more. I would pay for the Judgies.
Okay. I've been
Maybe
thinking about
I will.
It as well.
Because what, well, how much is the one where you get the bonus episodes?
Bonus episodes is like, I think $1.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's the $1 you get bonus episodes in Discord. I'm like fully plugging them.
If it's only $1,
yeah.
You.
Absolutely.
You don't even subscribe, but you'd still know.
No, yeah.
For some reason, I thought it was like
Patreon.
10.
Can I be honest? True and honest here? Don't know how to use Patreon.
It's I've an never, app that you download.
Yep, never downloaded it before, never opened it.
Well, what's cool... Okay, so I actually never go into the Patreon app because I guess sometimes, like, Be There in 5, that's Kate Kennedy. You've heard me talk about her on the podcast
yes.
before. I love her. I love her episodes. 100%. She posts... She talks about a lot of stuff that I like. Like, same niche interests. So she posts, like, videos sometimes on here, like, subscriber-exclusive videos. But for the most part, I'm subscribing to listen to their... bonus podcasts.
Yeah.
And so you can subscribe to the RSS feed for the Patreon podcast in Spotify or in Apple Podcasts.
Oh, okay. So next year episode just shows up.
It just shows up in the same feed.
Hell yeah.
So I never even, that was the first time I've opened up the Patreon app in forever.
Sweet.
Because like I don't need to go in there because it just feeds that podcast to my podcast
That's
app.
Great. Then that makes me want to do it even more.
You should.
I was I don't want to worry about another app. I'm
going
to forget, you know?
I wouldn't
And then I'm paying
either.
For something that I don't use.
But then you get, and then it gives you two feeds. So like the Judgies, I'm assuming, would give you like a regular Judgies feed and like a bonus feed. With like a different title art and
There's
stuff.
Like a big backlog of Judgies bonus episodes too, so I might have to do that.
Well, you could also just go through and like download them all and then unsubscribe if you like really don't want to give them.
No, I'll give them $1.
I'd
pay $1 for anything.
I like giving people $1, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so today I thought that I've been kind of like accumulating my agenda through the week as I do, like just kind of jotting down when I'm like, I should talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I was just like, wouldn't it be fun to have Ty here, you know?
I think so.
And so I'm just kind of going to like take you through my agenda.
I'm so excited.
And unfortunately, we do talk a lot in real life, so I might touch on some stuff that I've already talked to you about.
Oh, God, no. But we hate to ruminate.
A repeat a story?
We never do that.
We hate ruminating.
I've never repeated a story in my life.
I'm so good at ruminating.
We love it.
This is Rumination Nation.
Rumination
That's
Nation.
That's what this podcast should be called. Okay, so the first thing that I really want to talk about, because it feels like a real like cultural touchstone, is the fully conscious baby.
Fully conscious baby, yes.
You know the fully conscious baby.
The last 2 days,
baby.
This has been a big point of big topic.
If you're on TikTok, I think that our Obscura heads who don't go on TikTok, I don't think fully conscious baby has made it to Instagram Reels yet, so they
it's
wouldn't know.
It's been 48 hours. So TikTok moves fast.
They posted that. I think the original was posted like Friday or or yesterday even.
Yep. And we are chronically online. So,
so I saw it right away.
Right away. So, I saw the original, followed only then by the drink.
Yes, me too.
Yes.
The original I saw, and I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was like a weird baby, but I didn't think it was going to be making waves in that way.
It's having peanut butter baby implications.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We're getting there.
So fully conscious baby is this baby in a TikTok, for those of you who are unacquainted, that I'm just going to play the audio of the TikTok and I'll link it. I'll post it on the stories or something. If you don't follow Obscura Pod on Instagram, you're really missing out.
It is very much a visual thing too.
Thank
the
you.
Audio is not going to be...
It's
not
going to
give
gonna
a lot
do.
Away. Yeah, yeah. It's not going to do much, but...
I'll do the audio and then we'll describe it visually for the people. What's the original? This is it.
I have a question for everybody. Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
Me!
I have a question for everybody.
Okay, so it's a TikTok video of a mom filming her husband, I'm assuming, holding this baby. Kind of a giant baby.
Big baby.
With like a pot belly. Like, you know how babies do have.
It looks like a fresh baby, but a big baby.
But like a giant baby.
No hair, no discerning features. Just a baby.
Doughy.
Yeah. Baby round.
Doughy.
Yeah.
Montana described Joe Alwyn as doughy the other day.
Doughy?
Not in body type, but in energy.
I wish I understood enough about Joe Alwyn to actually have a discernible decision
it's
about
that.
It's
because someone posted, we were in like the Swifty Circle Jerk Reddit, and someone was like, that's a really...
I've never heard of that Reddit.
It's a really good subreddit.
Okay.
Because the Swifty subreddit is, like, too serious and, like, it's really, like,
it's
I
a
can't,
scary place.
It's a scary, I can't be in there. The Gaylor subreddit is too serious now, too. The Swifty circle jerk is fun. Like, people on there make fun of her private jets and stuff.
Sweet.
Which is, like, one of my favorite
things to do. That's a beautiful part about you loving Taylor Swift so much, is you can still criticize her.
I love making fun of her. Yeah, she's mine to make fun of.
Yeah.
And mine to love. Yeah, so the mom was like, who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando? And this doughy baby who looks, like, unconscious.
Yeah, it looks like a baby who wouldn't understand one word.
Her eyes light up and she goes, me! And she lifts up a single finger, which is funny because she's obviously not imitating her older sister because she goes first.
Yeah.
Before anyone else responds, she goes, me.
The finger is up.
Why?
And it's a true, like, if you've ever seen, like, the Eureka meme, it's that. It's like, ah.
Like urethra.
Urethra.
That's my
It really, that's honestly the Memoji in that even looks like the doughy baby. It's like bald and has no features. You know?
No one knows the baby's name.
No.
Everyone's referring to her
baby.
As fully conscious baby.
Yeah.
So then it was followed up by the drink video.
The drink video.
Which I think I have to play the audio for that.
The audio is really good on that.
Who wants to go to
I have to go to my legs. the overstimulating sound of all of the TikTok beginning sounds playing.
Who wants to go to the Four Seasons Orlando?
Me!
This is the drink I would make for fully conscious baby. I would use only cow milk to make sure that fully conscious baby grows even bigger and stronger. This would also appease fully conscious baby's insatiable desire for milk. Next, I would add peanut butter powder because nut allergies are for the weak and fully conscious baby is nothing short of a god. We're going to ignore the obscene amount of vanilla paste I added to this and include a serving of local honey. Make sure to froth well so there aren't any clumps. Along with ice and milk, we're going to add 4 shots of espresso so that fully conscious baby has the energy he needs to create his stock portfolio and retire by age 4. With a healthy serving of our cold foam, we're going to add a drizzle of honey as well as more peanut butter powder to further test the resolve of fully conscious baby's immune system. This will prepare him for his ascension to God Emperor. I believe fully conscious baby will accept this offering and allow humanity to prosper for the years to come.
Who wants to go to the Four Seasons?
She even does a little finger.
It just tickles me. Every once in a while, there's a viral video that just really gets me.
I do feel like this is going to go really hard on Reels in like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. People are going to be like, oh my God, did you see that one baby?
I feel like it's only so long until social media managers for brands start like CapCut templating it to be like, who wants to buy the new Kosas moisturizer?
Me.
Yeah. And it's going to like lose all of its fun.
Yeah.
As soon as something turns into a CapCut template, it's dead.
Maybe that's what CapCut's short for, like a capitalism, like,
capitalism cut,
or something like that, you know?
Capitalism cutthroat.
Yeah. It always just turns into a CapCut template.
Once, like, the poppy
that,
soda.
That, like, Arby's uses.
Yeah,
and then it's dead.
It's dead.
And then it's dead.
But yeah, like, I love that video so much, like, I can't describe it. And I also think it's so funny that, like, why does this baby know what Four Seasons Orlando is?
Oh, it doesn't. There's no way.
Yeah, but, like, why are they so, like, it leads me to believe that, like, since the other sister, too, or brother, or whatever the other kid was also, like, excited, like, it tells me that they go to the Four Seasons Orlando a lot.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it does know Four Seasons.
How much do we think it costs to stay one night at the Four Seasons Orlando?
I don't know, maybe, like, $120 a night?
I think it's going to be way more. I think that the Four Seasons is, like, a luxury, it's like a resort.
I don't know. Not to flex, but I grew up as a Hilton family, so we stayed in Hiltons.
We were kind of a Marriott family.
Mm.
Orlando, Four Seasons Resort Orlando at Walt Disney World. Okay, so let's see.
Oh, so it's Disney. That's what the kid's excited for.
They're excited for Disney. Right. That's where Disney World is.
Yes, the world of Disney.
So the Lakeview room, king or 2 queen-size beds. Okay, so this one can sleep 3 adults, 2 children. 3 adults, 2 children. Okay, let's assume that the baby is going to stay in the Lakeview room.
Yeah, the baby gets its own room.
Right, because that's, it's fully conscious. Yes, right, right.
The 2 parents, the 1 conscious baby, and then the kid can sleep on the couch.
Let me see. Let's see if we want to stay. It's available the second weekend in June.
Okay.
And it's going to be the two of us and then our fully conscious baby and her older sister.
Yes.
Okay, next. I'm checking the rates. Oh, from United States dollars, $1,665 per night.
My God.
The fully conscious baby is bawling out.
Seriously. I also love, I just connected the fact that that baby understands that the Four Seasons is Disney. Like, the parents didn't ask, are you excited to go to Disney? They, like,
she's
asked,
like,
if
Four
you're
Seasons
excited
Orlando.
To go to the Four Seasons.
What's up next on the agenda?
No clue.
Let me check. Let me consult.
I'm coming into this ep cold.
I know. Oh, well, I wanted to talk a little bit about that movie Best in Show that me and Montana watched the other day.
Okay.
It had Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara in it.
Slay.
As a husband and wife duo again.
Yes.
And so now I'm wondering, like, what other things have they been in together?
Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara?
Oh my gosh, I got an order for a tank top.
Oh, that's so exciting.
They've been friends for 40 years.
That fully tracks.
Catherine and Eugene.
Like, I believe it, you know? The thing is, I don't know what I've seen Eugene Levy in other than Schitt's Creek. Like, everything else is kind of,
that's what I know him primarily from. Because I think he was in a lot of stuff, like, in the 90s and, like, early 2000s when I was, like,
and Catherine O'Hara, honestly, to me, is Kevin McAllister's mom from Home Alone. That's how I know her.
That's so true. That's, like, so not what I think of her as, because they have her looking so, like, frumpy in that movie.
Really? I think she's really slaying it down.
Do we think
she
slays?
I do.
Well, that just, like, brings me to the point of, like, when did that movie come out? Was that in the 80s?
That's a great question. Early 90s. It's got to be early 90s.
Well, 80s, early 90s, regardless, like, people who were, like, 35 back then.
It's 1990.
Okay, so 1990.
Yes.
But there is this phenomenon where, like, people in the 80s and 90s, like, when they were, like, when people show pictures of their parents when they were like 30 in the 80s, they look like what a 6-year-old looks like now. Like, they look old because I think it's, like, the hair and the glasses and stuff. Like,
you
I
need to see a picture of Catherine O'Hara in this movie because she looks great.
I'm not saying that she doesn't look great. I'm just saying that they had her styled like a frumpy old lady.
Yeah, I feel like everyone wore, like, tan pea coats.
Yeah, like, she
and
was...
And, like...
Yeah.
Just, like, black and white suits. You know? People were boring.
Yeah, but it, like,
it
aged
wasn't
people
yet.
In retrospect now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
From a 2024 perspective.
Of course. And looking at
you're
her
like,
apartment,
oh, that's
we
like a grandma.
Like, color. Like, she now had a super slay short haircut. Like, come on. She looked great.
I just think she looks like a grandma, kind of.
That's so funny. I don't see it.
I think she looks old. Like, I...
That's okay. Women are allowed to have opinions.
I'm going to post a picture of her in Home Alone and her as... the wife in
Schitt's Creek.
That's no Best in Show.
Best in Show,
Cookie,
of course. Okay, when is Best in Show? Give us some details on
Best
this
in
movie.
Show was, I think, let me look it up. The cast was kind of crazy, if I recall correctly. I was kind of so Best in Show is from the year 2000, so it's exactly 10 years later.
Okay.
But I think that if we looked at Catherine O'Hara in Home Alone and Catherine O'Hara in Best in Show, she would look younger and Best in Show, even though it's 10 years later.
One way to find out.
So...
check out the Instagram.
Jennifer Coolidge was in Best in Show.
Oh, awesome.
She was a dog handler.
Love it.
For, like, this kind of butch lesbian.
Okay.
Who was the dog owner.
So she had that dog on her.
She... yeah, she had that dog in her.
In her.
She had that dog
She got that dog handler in her.
Yes. She had that dog handler. Jane Lynch.
Okay. A wild mention.
Who was the owner of the dog that Jennifer Coolidge handled.
Love it.
And it was like...
did she play like classic Jane Lynch?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really know. What else was Jane Lynch in?
I mean, I exclusively know Jane Lynch
from
Glee.
Well, okay. You want to know what's a problem? Is that I always get Jane Lynch and the lady from Freaky Friday mixed up.
Oh my gosh.
What's her name?
Jane Lynch and Jamie...
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Lee Curtis.
They swap in my
I
head
mean,
all the time.
In the way that they both have, like, short, light hair, yeah. Every other way, absolutely not.
No,
so,
I'm not
like,
saying that it makes sense. I'm just saying that, like, those are two people that I often get
mixed up.
Yeah, like, and because for some reason, to me, they're always typecast as the same kind of woman.
I guess
maybe
what else
not.
Has Jane Lynch been in? Because I only know her from Glee, and I'm like, is she typecast
I think,
always
I always
as
think
Sil-
that,
Sue Sylvester?
I always think that Jane Lynch is in Scream.
Oh, well, Jamie Lee Curtis isn't
in
Scream
in that
either.
No,
yeah,
neither of them
so
are in
like,
Scream.
Okay.
Which one is Jamie Lee Curtis in?
Jamie Lee Curtis is in all of the, I want to say the Halloween movies. I think it's, yeah, it's Michael whatever his face is with the mask.
Michael with the
Myers, Mike Myers.
Halloween, yeah. Freaky Friday. Yeah, I don't know why.
She's
like
a Scream Queen. That's like, why I'm like, that's how I know Jamie Lee Curtis is like, she's a Scream Queen. She's in all these early horror movies.
All these early horror movies.
And Jane Lynch is not
and
in
now
any
she's,
of those horror movies
no,
at all.
I know. It's crazy.
But now she's always typecast as the mom. She does have like good mom energy.
Jamie Lee Curtis or Jane
yeah,
Lynch?
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
I agree.
She could sell me yogurt all day long, you know?
Her and Laura Dern, I think, are like good mommies.
Oh, absolutely. Laura Dern, yes.
Those are like my Hollywood mommies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Laura Dern, I was talking about her in The Fault in Our Stars last week,
yeah.
I think. Or one, I don't know when I'm going to talk about Fallen.
She's in a ton of great stuff.
Yeah, I know.
My like favorite connection to her is actually Jurassic Park.
You're right.
She looks so good in those early 90s.
She is so hot yeah. in those movies.
She's great. The jorts and the tucked in pink
maybe
tied.
I should be her for Halloween.
Blouse? Oh my gosh, that'd
and
be
you
awesome.
Could be, we could do it.
Yeah, I could be Dr. Alan Grant with my little dinosaur hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laura Dern is in, famously, the Bejeweled music video.
I was
video.
Literally about to say that. I was like, that's the most recent contribution I know of Laura Dern.
It always comes back to someone who played a bit part in a Taylor Swift music
Tiny
video.
Tiny part,
Mike
yeah.
Birbiglia, Laura Dern.
Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Birbiglia, he was in the Anti-Hero music video.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he plays the... He's, like, at the funeral
well, I
when, like,
seen
Taylor
the music
Swift
video,
died.
So.
You haven't seen the Anti-Hero music
no.
video?
No. I don't think I've seen any other than Bejeweled, and that's only because it played at the Eras Tour.
You're right.
It
played
on
the screen.
And you were like, this is the Bejeweled music video. And I said, wow, I've never seen this before.
You were like, is that Laura Dern? And
yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yeah. And Haim, right?
Haim, yes.
They're
is in
also
it.
In it. Yeah.
And Jack Antonoff is also in it, I think. Oh, he's like the prince. But we actually, I have to show you the Anti-Hero music video.
Sure.
I think it's like one of her strongest videos. Definitely. And it made me like the song a lot more.
Is Anti-Hero the one where she's like big?
She's like she's the big giant. Yeah. Yes.
I saw clips of that when Anti-Hero played at the Eras Tour.
Yeah.
The only videos I've actually seen from Taylor Swift are the ones that she played on the big screen at the Eras Tour.
What a way to be introduced, though.
Seriously, yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, I was going to talk about Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh, my gosh.
I need you to rank the Jennifer, like, we need to kind of do, like, oh.
Hello.
Because I actually think that one of Jennifer Coolidge's strongest performances,
I know what you're gonna say,
is in The Secret Life of an American Teenager. As the Sausage King's
yeah,
lover.
Yeah, absolutely. Leo's lover.
She carries.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
She carries The Secret Life of an American Teenager. Ty, you and I have to do a full episode of Secret Life.
Oh my gosh, yes. I don't know how we haven't already done
this. I mean, like, let's like kind of touch on it now since we're here.
I mean, we're here, yeah.
Like, you and I mean, for starters, you and I watched that show for the first time as adults, right?
Absolutely. You didn't, what, a year or two ago?
Yeah, but you didn't watch that when it first came out. Me neither.
I was nowhere near ABC Family.
We watched that, I think, in 2022.
The only ABC Family show I watched growing up was America's Funniest Videos. That's the only one I watched.
That was on, like, network television.
It was on ABC.
Not, that wasn't ABC Family, though. Those are different.
Then I'm wrong.
ABC Family was...
Then I guess I have never watched an ABC Family show.
ABC Family was, like, The Fosters, oh, yeah, like, yeah, all of that. It was kind of like teen... But then they rebranded as Freeform.
Oh, okay.
Which was weird.
Which didn't matter, because I didn't watch it anyway.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Wait, one sec. I have a note somewhere of A Secret Life of the American Teenager.
But yeah, we didn't watch this. Oh, neither of us watched this before we were fully grown adults. Fully baked.
Fully baked. Watching it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I can never... Now, Shailene Woodley for me is just always
yes,
Amy.
Yes, 100%.
What was her last name? Amy... I don't remember.
Don't either.
But...
I don't remember anyone's last name.
So I want to do... I'm having a trouble. Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
I'm having a trouble thinking
of
some.
I cannot recall.
But there's a couple in here. I want to do, like... I want to try to think of all the
like
weird...
Like highlight episodes?
No, like weird things that they... Like right now to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weird things that are myths.
I mean, they would always do like the weird like...
I mean, I'm thinking specifically of like the way that in that show they completely assume that everyone is aware of the fact that the 4th of July is a gay holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was like canon to the Secret Life universe 100%. That 4th of July was gay.
Yeah.
Which I have never heard that,
never
and
heard
I
that
hang,
trope
I am constantly, right, but, yeah. Like, I remember, like, wasn't it that Amy and Ben were, like, choosing the day for their wedding, and
yeah,
they were gonna get married on the 4th of July, and everyone was like, really? But that's for gays.
Yeah. And they were like, we can't have a gay holiday as our anniversary.
Crazy.
It was very odd.
As if that's the problem in not having the 4th of July as your anniversary. Like,
yeah,
that's stupid. The fact that it's 100%. America's birthday is way more offensive than the fact that it's a gay holiday.
Absolutely.
If we're going to be picky.
But they picked the weirdest things to be, like, anti and pro throughout the series. Like, they were really weird about, like, her having an abortion and not having an abortion, too. They, like, were, like...
I mean, it was really... It was, like, pro... It wasn't... It played both sides.
It did.
Of being
in a really
like
weird
pro
way.
Choice
but
and
the
pro
same
life.
Character would. It right. Wasn't like there was like an argument for pro life, an argument for pro choice. It was like Amy was like one moment she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm having an abortion. I can't have this baby." And the next moment she was like, "I can't have an abortion. That's wrong." And we were like, "Wait, what? But you were just going
dude,
to."
Dude, the weirdest part of that show, the part of that show where I was like, "This is crazy. Like I'm in," was when the mom had a baby at the same time.
Oh my gosh.
When
yeah,
Molly Ringwald
was
had a baby.
That was super wild. And they like didn't know who the dad was even to the end of the show. And it was like this weird like other guy's baby that was on and off throughout the show. Yeah, it was wild.
That was so weird.
For me,
and
like
then
the
she
weirdest
was, and then
trope.
And then she was a lesbian.
Yeah.
That show, that never, there wasn't ever, there, nothing ever quieted or stopped.
Yep.
It was always just like, oh, you thought that was weird? Here's another weird
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, we never even, like, oh my god, a big thing that was weird was, like, Jack not being able to just masturbate. Like, remember
wait,
he was
could
always
you elaborate?
Like...
Who's Jack? I thought Jack was the kid.
Isn't Jack the Jack like the football player who was in love with the blonde
with
girl?
Grace.
Yeah, yeah, Jack and Grace. So remember, Jack was like, he was always like, "We have to have sex because I'm just so horny."
And it's like, dude,
and you and
like,
I were like, "You can do other things. You're right. You don't just have to have sex."
Sex. I'm so confused about like the fact that they talked about sex so much in that show, but they were never. They never alluded to the fact that, like, you're right, you can just, like, frickin' pull just one off, dude.
Crank it, dude.
You can crank your hog.
You can.
And that's totally
and
okay.
And honestly, Jack, you should. And you're talking about it too much.
And God will still love you if you crank your hog.
That's up to you.
I think.
That's not confirmed.
That was here, such a funny show.
That's hearsay, actually.
Yeah, and I remember I was Mark Derwin was George. Jergens. Amy Jergens.
Jergens.
Like the lotions.
Yeah. Jerkins.
Jerkins. Greg Finley, who is the one who played Jack.
Yeah.
And one time I was watching, what was I watching?
Probably a Lifetime movie.
It was definitely probably a Lifetime movie, but he was like, he played a, no, you know what show it was? It was the show that was based off of that girl who convinced her boyfriend to kill himself.
Oh my gosh,
do you remember that? It had Elle
right.
Fanning in it.
Yeah, I do. I remember watching one episode of it.
I think that's what it was.
Grabbing me at all.
I liked it because I followed that story like as it was happening, and I actually find Elle Fanning to be very compelling as an actress.
The Fannings in general are great.
They know how to act.
Dakota's going to be in a movie.
What is she going to be in?
She's going to be in that new M. Night movie.
There's a new M. Night movie?
The Watchers or whatever, where they like are in the room. Yeah.
They need,
Dakota
you know
Fanning
this.
Is leading that.
No, you know that I think that they need to stop calling things the Watchers, the Watchers, the Witchers, the Watcher. Because there was just that stuff with the YouTube Watchers. Were you following that? Yeah, how they were going to, and then it's the, oh my God, can we come up with another name?
No.
Why? God damn.
Nothing original. Anyways, Secret Life of the American Teenager, Jack.
Oh, Jack. Oh yeah. He was like, it just kind of like threw me out of it because I was watching that show. I swear to God it was him. And there was like, at some point he was like the police officer that like dropped off all the files, like the subpoena's phone records. And I was like, who the fuck is that guy? And then I was like, it's Jack.
It's fucking Jack.
From Secret Life.
Did he have the same middle part?
No, but he had the same kind of like handsome Squidward kind of face. He has like a very strong bone structure, but in a way that's unsettling.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you need to get softer, kind
like
of.
Like a fully conscious baby.
Like a fully conscious. Yes, fully conscious baby.
Peak human form is Jack plus fully conscious baby.
The other thing that I wanted to talk about from The Secret Life that I have, the only other thing that I have written down in my notes app is the fact that when Ben was going to Bologna to work for his dad Sasha's sausage company, right? Because that was it.
No, it was like, he was like,
he was
took
going
a summer
to the
off.
Plant.
No, I thought he was just taking a summer off. Like, he was like, I just want to travel Europe, Dad.
Yeah, but, like, he's going to Bologna because there was something with his dad's business
there. I don't
think
there was.
I think it was a Nepo baby thing. Why did Ben go to Italy?
Because I purely remember him being like, I just want to go to Europe, and you can't because you're having a baby.
Ben, yeah, okay, let me see. Anyway, that's not the reason why is
like
not the problem.
Yeah.
I think it says for work. The wiki says that he wanted to go work,
wrong.
But I don't know if it was to work for someone who wasn't his dad. But for some reason, I think it was like something adjacent to the sausage factory.
Yeah.
But what I loved was that it was, again, like canon in the universe that Bologna, Italy is where you go to get a hand job, right?
Or
a blowjob.
Blowjobs were invented.
That was it. It's like that was like the birthplace of blowjobs.
He came back and he was like, everyone was how is Bologna? Did you get a lot of
blowjobs?
And we were like, what?
Because it was like very much a, like they were acting like it was a known stereotype.
Yeah.
Because when he was going to Bologna, Amy was like, no, you can't go. Like, you're going to, like, I'm so insecure. You're going to be getting all these blowjobs.
Yeah.
Which, like, feels like fetishizing of the woman of Bologna, I will say.
Well, I mean,
but also,
do you know any women of Bologna?
I don't, but I also,
I've never heard this stereotype before.
No, and I remember looking it up when we were watching the show, and there was nothing about it, and there were even Reddit threads in the Secret Life subreddit. Dirty butt.
So cute, though.
He's so cute.
He's, like, rolled over.
Bruce is being so cute right now. I'll take a picture and post a picture on the gram. On the Obscura Pod, okay? Plug. You gotta follow the Obscura Pod account.
Plug.
No, yeah, but there was no, like, there was even some people on this, on, like, Secret Life subreddit being like, what's the deal with, like, this, like,
Bologna blowjob
thing?
Yeah.
Like, the Italian blowjob.
And they never explain it either. They just keep doubling down on it.
They do.
They, like, mention it, like, 8 times in the next couple episodes after he comes back from Italy.
It's pervasive. It's a pervasive stereotype in the story.
It's a point they really need to get across, that he was getting blown left and right.
If you go to Bologna, you are not going to be able to even walk out of your hotel room without someone, like, sticking your cock in their mouth.
Wow, yeah. It's true. Been there.
That's what that movie, The Italian Job, was about.
That's the real
it
Italian
job. It was the Italian
job. Yeah.
Blow job.
Maybe The Italian Job is the Bolognas we made along the way.
Should The Italian Blowjob be the title of this episode?
It would fit. It'd fit the vibe.
I mean,
that's
yeah.
A good one.
It would be awesome.
That's a good title.
It would
kind
of fit in the vein of The Fast and Bicurious.
Yes, it would. Don't get me started on that. It's been far too long since I've seen a Fast movie, so.
When is the 11th one coming out?
Not anytime soon. Probably 2025.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like 2026.
Next year, yeah.
It's going to be. Do you think Euphoria is ever coming back?
I don't care.
I know you don't, but like, I don't care either.
I've tried to watch it twice now, and I just can't get into it. There's something really weird about watching kids have sex to me.
Well, I think it's because they're also all like 25.
Well, yeah, but like just conceptually, you know?
No, totally.
Like Secret Life, they like mention it, but they don't like show it. You know? I'd be like deeply bothered if they were like showing them.
Me
and
there's
oh my god, we didn't even mention the whole thing where Grace has sex and kills her dad.
How could I forget? There's too much going
on. There's too much. There's so many plot lines. And she like doesn't shut up about it for the remainder of the show.
I mean,
into college, she's like, I'm not having sex, I killed my dad.
Well, it's like, that's what religious trauma will do to you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Her dad sucked, and I'm glad he died.
Oh, it's a little harsh, but yeah.
He was like, he was giving a guy who like only believes in women's rights because he has a daughter. You know how politicians are like, as a father of daughters, yeah. I think that they should be able to
vote.
Right? And it's like, well, I would hope you think that even if you didn't have a daughter.
Yeah, no, that's not how that
Fuck
works.
That. Okay.
My favorite character, honestly, is Grace's brother. Is it Tom?
I think it's Tom,
He's just the funniest
guy. And Tom and Jack have, like, a pretty good rapport throughout the show.
They do,
like, I like that kind of buddy.
And Tom, like, calls him out all the time and stuff. Tom's just a great character. It's a great show. You gotta check it out. 10 out of 10. What are
you didn't hear that from me.
Wait, we need to know the Rotten Tomatoes rating of that show.
Do they rate shows?
Yeah, absolutely. Rotten Tomatoes.
Ken Bowman was Ben. What is he doing these days?
Mr. Bowman.
He's 34 years old.
It's in our sweet spot. So Olivia and I have a rule that like the secret or anything on Rotten Tomatoes, our favorite anythings is in between like, what do we say? Like 30 to 60.
It's like this golden spot for me is like 40, like in that 40s.
It's 38% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Perfect.
So there you go.
All my favorite movies are like 45%.
Yep.
And that's how I know that people don't know what they're talking about.
And we love it.
Dude. Ken Bowman, the guy who played Ben, is married to a girl who's 5 years older than him. He's 44 and she's 39. 34 and 39. Age gap relationship alert. Okay.
So what's the next topic?
I
think we covered
Back
Secret Life
agenda.
Pretty well.
Sorry.
I think we should definitely do a more in-depth episode about maybe like our favorite episodes and like the plot lines overall, because we didn't even touch on like Adrian and Ricky have a whole thing. The whole
and
show.
And George and Adrian's mom.
Yeah.
How the fact that it's such a classic soap opera in the sense that there are no, like, fringe characters.
No. Everybody is a main character.
Everybody.
Well, that's not true. Well, that kind of is true.
But they all only know each other.
Yeah.
Like, tell me why in.
And if one person knows one thing, like, if the audience knows something, every character knows it as well, even if it hasn't, like, been spoken yet.
Sometimes I'm like, but why? You know, like. But why does George need to be living in the house that Adrian's mom, the realtor, got for him? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
It's
like,
wild.
Or is there not another realtor? No.
There isn't.
There's
not. Literally
She's the
one.
The only realtor.
Yeah. In the town of 17 people, and all 17 are main characters on the show.
Yes.
But I think we should do like a fan favorite episode of like all the favorite like episodes, and like we can go over like the Bologna one in depth and stuff.
Should we do like a Mike's Mike style video?
Yeah.
But like a podcast about Secret Life? Has
That'll
he done
be
Secret
in the
Life?
Patreon.
We need to get the Patreon going. Because
we'll
I'm
do
gonna
do a paywall like 3-hour episode breakdown of Secret Life.
Would people pay for that, or would we have to pay them to listen?
I'd pay.
Okay, that's fair. One person listen, no one pays me for what I do now, so clearly that's not a deciding factor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kind of wanted to talk about something that is a bit of a niche interest of mine that like was brought into the forefront of my mind the other day because we've been watching Lost.
Yes. I finally got Olivia to get on the Lost train.
You have a long and storied history with Lost, don't you?
I do. I have a true passion and love for this show, Lost. I could talk about it for far too long. Mm-hmm. This was a show that I watched while... Hey, this was ABC, actually. So I did watch something on ABC, just not ABC Family.
ABC Family was a cable. It was a cable channel.
Yeah, and our family was really into Lost. Like we the series finale,
like all sat down and watched
A party where it was themed. We did a Lost themed party. For anyone who's seen Lost, everything was Dharma Initiative. We had like Dharma chips, Dharma.
We haven't gotten drinks that and yet, stuff. Huh?
No, it's somewhere around the corner. But the true fans will know what that means. And that'll show you the like...
What episode are we on? Like, maybe I've made it through,
we're like
11?
We're, season 1, episode 12.
Like, 10 or 11? Oh, 12, yeah. So I'm not even... We're, like, halfway through the first season.
We're halfway through the first season.
But I'm really enjoying it so far.
Yeah.
Way more than I thought I would.
Surprised me and also delights me.
I will say that, like, the storytelling is just superb.
It's just great.
The character development is so engaging.
Absolutely.
The
way they do flashbacks is just better than any other show.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep.
Who did that show?
Produced. I mean, it was ABC, and then the director is the one and only J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah. Gracie Abrams' dad.
Well, no, but yes.
Yeah, right?
Maybe?
Gracie Abrams? Am I crazy?
I have no idea.
Gracie Abrams, American singer-songwriter. She's opening for Taylor.
That might just be a convenience in Abrams' last name.
No, she has Nepo Baby.
She Nepo Baby?
Yeah, her parents are J.J. Abrams and Katie McGrath.
There you go.
So he's a Nepo
Once
dad.
Once again, I think that's for the third time this episode. I haven't proven wrong.
That's okay. Oh my God, look how much taller his wife is than him.
Slay. We love Short King.
How tall is J.J. Abrams, do you think?
No idea.
5'6".
Yeah.
Do you like how loose this podcast format is?
No, I truly love it.
He is... That is not what I thought J.J. Abrams looked like.
I've seen a lot of J.J. Abrams interviews because I really liked the Star Trek movies that he
did Star Trek,
too? He did Star Trek as well, after Lost.
He's 5'7".
He's 5'7".
She's probably like
5'9", 5'10".
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. Not that it matters, but I love to see some...
We love it.
I love to see a tall woman dwarfing her
A height
man.
Gap.
I love a height gap relationship.
Love a height gap relationship. Hate an age gap
height
relationship.
Height gap relationship. What were we talking about? Gracie Abrams, J.J. Abrams. Lost. Okay, so the episode of Lost where Jack was stuck in the cave reminded me of the Nutty Putty Cave. Do you know the Nutty Putty Cave story?
Never heard of it.
Can I tell you about it?
Please do.
Okay, so the Nutty Putty Cave is... I'm looking it up right now because I need some notes, okay? But I first learned about the Nutty Putty Cave like years ago probably when I was working at the food bank maybe. It's a hydrothermal cave located west of Utah Lake in Utah County.
Okay.
And it used to be popular with like cavers, like people who like wanted to
crawl. Cave diving and stuff.
Not diving, but like spelunking, if you will.
And I will.
And it's known for like having really, I think one part of it was called the birth canal because it's
so
tight.
I've heard of the birth canal.
Well, okay. There's a few caves that have like, that's like a term.
Yeah, that style, yeah.
Yeah, but like this one had like a quote unquote birth canal.
For sure.
There was a specific Nutty Putty Cave incident that has lived in my mind rent-free since I've learned about it. It happened in 2009, but I don't remember it happening in real time. I learned about it after the fact, like probably on TikTok.
Okay.
If I'm being honest with you. But basically, I'm reading off of Yahoo News right now. Only the best.
Yes.
Only the best. But basically, let me see what I can pull from memory right now.
Okay.
It was this guy, this, like, amateur, I believe he was Mormon, because he was living in Utah. That has no bearing on the story, it was just, like, a detail.
Important
that I needed
detail.
You to know. Mormon. God couldn't save him from the Nutty Putty Cave, I
Correct.
Fear.
And obviously, from Utah, equal Mormon.
Yes. Yeah. No, but I believe that was, like, a part of it, is, like, they brought, like, the pastor or something, or, like, someone to, like, the cave to, like, pray him out or something. Anyway.
pray the cave away?
If I'm... Pray the cave away is crazy. Yeah, so anyway, he was there, I think he was, like, in his 20s, and he had, like, a couple kids.
Okay.
And him and his kids, like, went to this cave for the day. Like, it was, like, a family outing. Like, the wife went, I believe, and him and, like, his brother or friend or whatever went through this, like, tiny little portion of the cave, the birth canal, and he got stuck in there. And he couldn't get out because he, like, wasn't well-versed enough to get out of there.
Okay.
But basically what happened was that he died in the cave.
Yeah.
And they couldn't exhume his body.
Yeah.
So they detonated the cave so that his body was sealed inside and now no one can get in there anymore.
Okay.
But he's in there still.
That's how I want to go out.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, I want you to blow up a cave on me.
So you're stuck in there and no one else can go? Oh.
Yeah, like, instead of being buried, I want, like, instead of being buried, when I die, like, cremate me, dump me in a cave, and then blow it up.
So here's a little bit of, I like that idea. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the Nutty Putty Cave.
Please do.
Off of this Yahoo News article.
Love it.
Almost all caves form in limestone, which over long periods of time is slowly eaten away by slightly acidic groundwater. We all know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
This ain't my first cave rodeo.
Nutty Putty Cave is also a limestone cave, but instead of being dissolved by water dripping in from above, it was created from the bottom up by hydrothermal activity.
Okay, interesting.
Which is interesting.
Very interesting.
Known as a hypogenic cave, formed when superheated water is forced upward into a bed of limestone. Minerals in the water eat away at the rock to create cave shafts.
Sure do.
Hell yeah, brother.
I know a thing or two about cave shafts.
Totally. Traditionally, these types of caves are very complex and feature lots of domes and three-dimensional passages, which was true of Nutty Putty. It had tight squeezes that opened up into a big room, then back into another tight squeeze. Very characteristic of a hypogenic cave.
So, a question. Is this one of those diving caves? This is not diving. They don't
what are you
have
talking
like
about? Like a cenote
gear
or something?
You know how like people like will cave dive as well.
It's not a diving cave.
That's also a common feature of cave diving, where you like have to squeeze all your scuba gear through like birth canals and stuff.
This isn't
this
water.
Is like air.
This is air.
Okay, got
this
it.
This is above ground cool. In Utah. Like, kind of like reminds me of like Joshua Tree. Like
okay.
When they did that one in Joshua Tree.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, it's above ground.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But it was created from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I have never thought this much about caves, really.
No.
We did that one in Joshua Tree, though, when we had to squeeze through.
That was super scary and fun.
And I, the whole time, was thinking about the Nutty Putty guy.
That's crazy, yeah.
But I didn't want to bring it up. In the
moment.
Because
there's one moment where it's sketchy.
You have
everything
to squeeze.
Else is, yeah, you have to lay on your back, and you have to, like, reach your arms up and, like, pull yourself up out of the rock.
Yeah.
And I don't have boobs, so I didn't think about that being a factor for you. But there's an additional
boobs
height,
are a factor,
right? There's more width.
And that
your
was
chest.
Before I got my big boobs, though.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
I didn't get just to clarify to the listeners. I didn't get a boob job.
No,
my boobs just grew.
Correct.
I
was not definitely not accusing you.
No, but the way I said that was before I got my big boobs.
Before I got my big, yeah.
I can see how if you were listening, yeah. You'd be like, did Olivia get a boob job? And no. Mm. I just one day woke up when I was like 23 and I had big tits. Slay?
Thank God.
God bless. Oh, okay. From 1999 to 2004, six different people became stuck in one of Nutty Putty's narrow passages. It's not for nothing that three of the cave's tightest squeezes are called the Helmet Eater, the Scout Eater, and the Birth Canal.
Yikes.
That stuff, I wouldn't be going
Helmet
in there.
Helmet Eater?
That, yeah.
No.
The Scout Eater?
Yeah.
Like a Boy Scout? Goddamn. I mean, all six of those trapped cavers made it out of Nutty Putty alive. But the rescue crews grew tired of making regular trips to pull out tourists, and they worried that the next accident would be fatal. This is it. John Edward Jones.
That sounds like a serial killer name.
It really does. It's always those three
first names.
Three first, or not even first names, but like John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
Like.
It's the three short ones that start with a J.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. James Wilkes Booth.
James Wilkes Booth. John Harvey Oswald. Not a serial killer, but a murderer.
Well, yeah, murderer, serial killer, like.
Same thing. It's like those
tomato,
three.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Did John Harvey Oswald kill JFK?
Yeah, no.
No,
that was
Lincoln. Lincoln. Who killed JFK?
That's another J name.
Another three-letter, a three-word, three-name, though. JFK.
No, wait, yeah. Oswald is JFK. JFK. Sorry. Booth is
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
It's Lee Harvey Oswald. It's Lee We're Harvey fucking Oswald. Dumb.
It doesn't matter. It's three names. It still
Lee
fits.
Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth,
yes.
John Wayne Gacy, James Edward Jones.
What's the one you just said?
James Edward Jones, I think.
Isn't James Earl Jones the dude who did the, like, drink the Kool-Aid?
That was Jim Jones.
That was Jim Jones. Another J.
But only two.
Still bad.
That's so true.
What was his middle names? Names? Name?
Okay, so the guy in the Nutty Putty Cave is John Edward Jones, which okay. is the most Mormon name ever.
Sure.
It's giving Mormon. You need a soundboard so bad.
John Earl Jones.
This happened in 2009. While attempting to find the birth canal, Jones took a wrong turn and ended up in an unmapped section of the cave near Ed's Push. The names are okay. cracking me up.
Okay, Ed, what are we pushing on?
Thinking he saw a larger opening on the other side, Jones tried to squeeze headfirst through the tight spot and turn around, but he became hopelessly stuck upside down at a 70-degree angle. As cavers, that's one of the things we're taught not to do. Go headfirst into a tight squeeze going downward, says Paulson.
So, I was going to say, like, headfirst always sounds like a bad
idea. That's definitely
idea.
An amateur move, yeah. like a rookie move.
Freaking amateur James Earl Jones out here.
This expert caver John says, had he been oriented the other way, it's my opinion he would have gotten out. News cameras broadcast the 27-hour ordeal in which 137 volunteers attempted to save John, who began to lose consciousness as the blood pooled in his head and put increasing stress on his heart.
Mm-hmm.
This guy named Downey remembers getting a phone call at 1 or 2 a.m. Quote, I was the grotto secretary and I had all of the contact information for the local caving community, says Downey. They told me, I need to get contact information for really skinny cavers. Because it was so tight!
Just another unrealistic body standard for cavers.
Rescuers installed a pulley system to try and pull John out. Do you need a pause to go do this, spray?
No.
Okay, cool.
Good. I'll let it air. It can air dry for longer. That's fine, yeah.
Rescuers installed the pulley system to try and pull John out, but the clay walls of the cave couldn't bear the weight. One rescuer was badly injured when a pulley ripped free and struck him in the face.
Okay.
So this is just full of bad
stuff. It's just a mess.
Despite the heroic effort to free John Jones, he died a few minutes before midnight on the day before Thanksgiving.
Oof.
He left his wife, Emily, a young daughter, and a baby boy on the way. Can you imagine how pissed off you'd be as this wife
whose dumbass
husband got stuck in a cave and died?
Yeah.
Left her with two kids.
You don't have to worry about that.
You'll never have to do that.
I'm never going to be cave diving, so that's good.
Downey says that many of the volunteer rescuers were traumatized by the experience, and some haven't entered a cave since.
Yeah.
When it became clear that Jones' remains couldn't be extricated from the cave, Nutty Putty was permanently closed, like they detonated it, like they TNT'd it in there, and sealed as Jones' final resting place.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty wild, yeah.
I think it's, like, crazy. But do you know... Wait. It reminds me a lot of the Baby Jessica detective story. Do you remember Baby Jessica?
No.
In the well. I swear to God, I've told you about her.
That sounds so familiar. Yeah, you did tell me about this. Yeah.
Jessica, what was her last name? Something. She was in the well. That's one of my Roman empires, is Baby Jessica. Because she pretty much invented the 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah.
Before that specific story, news channels did not run 24-hour news.
No.
But they started doing it to follow the Baby Jessica story, and then, like, culturally, there was just this shift into 24-hour news.
Yeah.
But what's really crazy is that the detective who got her out basically was, like, so tortured after that. And she's still alive. Like, Baby Jessica's adult Jessica now, and she's fine, and whatever.
Doesn't go in many wells.
I'm assuming not.
Yeah.
But the detective who rescued her, like, had all of this fanfare, like, afterwards.
Yeah.
Of, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it was the detective. Or some kind of search and rescue, like, head honcho guy. Mm. Detective is not the right word, but, like, I guess he detected her out of the well.
He did.
Detected her and got her out. But he, like, fought and, like, held her hand and sung songs to her for, like, two days, like, really got this kid out. And then he was so, like, tortured by the fact that he was, like, I will never do anything that great again. Like, I've served my purpose. And he killed himself.
That's crazy.
which is, like, so sad.
It sucks.
But, like, more specifically than baby Jessica being my Roman Empire, it's that guy.
Yeah.
Like, that is, like, so interesting.
I mean, I have a weird connection to caves, actually.
Now can you please tell me your cave story?
Yeah. So, do you remember there was a cave in that happened at a mine in West Virginia? It was, like, a huge thing on the news. Gosh, I don't remember the time frame on this. This had
West Virginia cave story?
Yeah, West Virginia cave-in. It was the last big one of, like, a big mine. Let me find it real quick. I just want a time
frame. The Seneca Caverns? What's a cave-in?
It's where, like, a mine, like, one of the entrances of the cave, like, falls in on itself. Yeah,
oh, like it literally caved in.
Yeah, exactly. It was the, on April 5th, 2010, the Upper Big Branch mine disaster.
Oh, tell me about it. When did it happen? 2010?
2010. There was a giant cave-in.
Well, the fucking Nutty Buddy is 2009. That was a bad couple years for caves.
Bad couple years for caves. So that cave, I have a really weird connection to that cave. My grandpa was a coal miner in that cave. And he retired years before that happened.
But it could have been him.
Like, singular years before that happened, he retired. But he worked in that exact cave.
Wait, did a bunch of people die?
Yeah, and he knew the people that were, like, in the cave-in, personally.
How many people were in the cave? You need to give me details.
Of this. Let me pull it out. I've got the article right here. Okay, on April 6th. Okay, so the mine, there was an explosion that happened that caused the cave-in. So
like an accidental
explosion?
Natural
gas explosion.
Oh.
The explosion ignited from an unknown source of high methane caused by contributing casual factors. 25 men were initially identified as killed from the bomb, from the explosion. 25 men
God
killed.
Damn.
4 days later, 4 men missing were found dead for a total of 29 deaths. So it looks like the explosion killed a bunch of people and caused a cave-in. On April 6th, high levels of methane and carbon dioxide were detected, forcing the team of rescuers to higher ground to delay the search. Crews had to drill into the mine in order to release the gases and test the air.
Whoa!
By that time, 11 dead miners had been identified. 14 bodies were still in the mine, in addition to 4 missing people. Families of mine workers were angry after learning their relatives were dead from either government officials or a company website. They found out their family was dead through a website. They weren't even identified. They weren't even told. That's crazy. I did not know that. The governor of West Virginia said everyone is holding on hope that this is their father and son.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is wild.
That seems like a gross mishandling, though, of the situation.
Absolutely. Poor conditions in the mine caused the rescuers to walk past the bodies of 4 miners on the first day of rescue operations without seeing them.
What?
They were so covered in coal, they couldn't even see them. They thought they were like the walls.
That's foul.
That is insane. And then there was a big lawsuit. But yeah.
Is coal mining? Is there a union for coal miners?
Yeah, there's a coal miner union. There's a big one.
Is coal mining still a thing?
There's still coal mines in existence. But that, it was like super weird. I remember like finding out that was something that like my grandpa was like, hey, I know that coal mine.
That's like fucking crazy.
Super wild.
So no one goes in there anymore, I'm assuming.
No, it's permanently closed.
Slay.
Weird cave stories.
Thanks for sharing your cave story. I didn't think we were going to be talking so much about caves, but I'm glad that we're here.
I didn't either, but here we are.
Do we have time for one more agenda item?
Oh, please. We've got all the time in the world.
I kind of wanted to... Okay. Did you see the TikTok a couple weeks ago? Do you remember Joey Graceffa?
No.
From YouTube? He was like a big OG YouTuber, like back in the Tyler Oakley, like kind of Zoella, Alfie days kind of vibe. Remember that?
Yep.
Kind of YouTube time. He was like one of those YouTubers.
Cool.
He was always hanging out with Miranda Sings.
Okay.
Rest in peace. She's not dead. Just canceled. Yep. But
rough connection, but yeah.
So I don't even know. I forgot about him until I saw this TikTok the other day.
What's the name again? I'm going to have to look it
Joey
up.
Joey Graceffa. G-R-A-C-E-F-F-A. I do believe.
G-R-A-C-E-F-F-A. I see the name. I'm pulling up an image. The face looks so familiar.
I
do not know this man.
Well, it's probably because you didn't watch his videos. I didn't watch his videos either. I was just kind of like aware of his...
In the realm.
He was in the realm of like... This was like peak VidCon days. You know what I mean?
Very cute.
Yeah, he's kind of like a bitch though.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's like me projecting.
Maybe.
I think he actually has like kind of a punchable face.
Ooh, he's got music out.
I wonder if it's any good.
Probably not.
So he was doing this podcast or something with his husband, I think.
Okay.
On, like, I saw a clip of it on TikTok, and Joey asked, like, is there any influencer, like, is there anyone that you have beef with?
Okay.
And the husband was like, I know what Joey asked. Was there anyone that you were jealous of that I hung out with in the old, like, OG YouTube days?
Okay, I see where this is going.
And the husband goes, yes, I actually, well, I don't want to say it because now I think that, like, I don't quite remember how it went, but Joey was like, no, who was it? And the husband goes, Connor Franta. But
okay.
But then I remember that he's, like, the most boring person ever. And I'm like, justice for Connor Franta.
Yeah.
He's unproblematic, yeah. And he just posts his pictures.
Yeah.
And I...
posts his pictures, goes on his runs, drinks his little coffees, reads his little books.
Like, that is someone who, like, truly stays in their lane. Like... has there ever been a Connor Franta scandal? Be honest.
No, I mean, I've never heard of one.
Because I don't think he, like, does enough stuff to be scandalous. Like,
I mean, based on his online presence, I really want to hang out with Connor Franta, so.
I watched Connor Franta in, like, 2013.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, so I was, like, and then this clip kind of went viral of this guy, like, beefing with, for some reason, like, this guy was just, like, being, like, really, like, mean about Connor Franta, and I was like, he doesn't deserve that. You know what I mean? And that was kind of the overall, like, everyone was kind of like, Connor didn't deserve this.
Yeah, why would we be mean to Connor?
But I am thinking that I would love to go and check up on everyone that was in O2L.
Okay.
And see what they're up to now.
Love it.
Do you remember O2L?
Nope.
That was, okay.
I think it was that group though, right? Described?
Connor Franta was in this, it was like one of those houses, like a content house kind of before even the Hype House existed. Like this was like, YouTubers doing content houses.
YouTubers used to do that.
They used to do that.
It used to be a pretty common thing.
Or do you remember when all those Viners moved into the same apartment complex?
Yeah. See, I was also, like, back in my YouTube days, like, I would see, like, the Connor Franta or two, but, like, I was a lot of, like, video game would be, like, party gamer houses where they'd do, like, Mario Party and stuff, but they all lived in the same house. Like, it was a very common thing for, like, YouTubers that ran in the same crew to, like, live in the same house.
Okay, so, yeah, it's Our Second Life. Was what O2L stood for, but it was stylized as O number 2L.
Yeah.
It started in 2012. It was a collaborative channel with Kian Lawley. Oh my God, he had some tea. Is this not the most 2014 picture you've ever seen?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Holy shit, the flower crown.
The haircut, the flower crown.
I'm screenshotting this. I have to put this on Save to Photos. That is so 2014. Kian Lawley, JC Kalen, Ricky Dillon, Trevi Moran, Connor Franta.
Okay.
And Sam Podorf. Do you remember Sam Podorf?
I don't remember any of those people other than
I'm going to show you pictures of all of them, okay?
Sweet.
Okay, so let's start with Kian Lawley, because I actually think that he had some, like, racism allegations, I want to say. I need to find a picture of him in 2014, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because all of these are the most 2014-looking-ass motherfuckers to exist.
Yeah.
This would be him in 2014.
Okay, yeah. The jawline hurt me through the picture. That's so sharp.
He has a mewing streak.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather take my mewing streak. My coffee black and my skibbity.
Sharpest jawline ever.
Sharpest jawline ever. Mewing streak. I'm going to Google...
Yeah, bud. Did you want to say hi to Obscura Nation?
Pass the mic.
Say hi.
Okay, yes. So he was supposed to be in this movie a couple years ago, like 6 years ago, like 2018, okay. I'm pretty sure.
It's called
The Hate U Give, which was based on a book, and it had Amanda Stenberg in it. Do you remember this?
No, but I do recall that name being very popular.
The Hate U Give?
Yeah, I remember that movie.
That was it was like a book
it was
and
a
movie.
Thing. Yeah, it was a thing... For a moment.
Yeah.
I had one moment 6 years ago.
Yes. I remember seeing it. I saw it in theaters, actually.
Okay.
And I remember, like, I can't actually remember a single thing about it.
Perfect. Means it was great.
But then I saw Bodies, 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 and I was like, Amanda Stenberg.
Oh, okay.
They were in The Hate U Give.
Yeah, there you go. Who were they in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
The main girl. The, like, the girl who brings her girlfriend to the hurricane party.
Okay, cool.
With the locks.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a Mandel's number.
Nice.
I think. Maybe I'm just like, me when I spread in misinformation.
I don't know. We're not going to fact check.
That's not my business, actually. Yeah. If I'm wrong about that, that's not my business.
I love that we don't fact check. We just look up things we don't know.
Correct.
Right? I don't know anything about this cave-in. Let me look it up. But if I thought I knew something about it and I said it, it is truth now.
You're so right. That's exactly how it goes. So he was supposed to be in that movie.
Okay.
Kian Lawley. And he was fired from it after a racist video resurfaced.
Cool.
After he was cast.
Love that.
Which the movie is about racism. Like, ooh, the movie, doubles. The whole point of the movie is like, Amanda Stenberg stars as this girl, I believe, whose boyfriend gets like
hate crimed,
shot by a police officer.
Hate crimed.
Correct. but that's the premise of the movie.
Got it. Okay.
Is like police brutality against black people. So I'm so like.
And then he said some sketchy shit.
I think it was before. I don't know when the clip was from.
It doesn't matter.
But it says in the clip, Lawley is heard using the N-word and other racial slurs. Quote, "We're all black, drinking purple Kool-Aid, and eating Kentucky fried motherfucking chicken."
Ooh, yeah. That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
That's not good.
That's a wrap on your career. That's like career-ending stuff you shouldn't say. In that order, especially double down.
Especially.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. So that's where he's at. At cool. least that was in 2018. I actually don't care about what he's done since then.
No, I don't care at all. Okay. Quickest way to make me disinterested in a person. Great job.
The other one that I remember is J.C. Kalin, and you're going to recognize this face.
Okay.
I guarantee it. This is another the most 2014-looking motherfucker you've ever seen.
Like, famous on Tumblr pic?
Yes.
Okay, that looks so familiar. The flower hat was such a moment.
Oh my god, the flower flat brim hat.
I had that flower flat brim hat. I had that exact one.
Like, yes,
dude. In 2014.
This was such a moment. This is like Mr. 2014.
Yeah, yeah.
The 360 hat? Mm-hmm. Crazy. Anyway, so he was also in this O2L house with them. He's been in some really bad movies, it looks like. He was in a movie called The YouTube Killer.
Okay. Is it like a documentary or is it like a
It doesn't even have a cover art on Google.
Oh my god, even better. We need to watch that.
We need to watch that.
Show it to me, Rachel.
Send it to me now. Wait. Oh, I think it was a short that like him and the guys made.
Got it. Okay.
Anyway.
That doesn't change me wanting to watch it at
so
all.
So it seems that I doesn't know about...
It seems I doesn't know about
It's funny because I was like, oh, I wonder what all those O2L guys have been doing since O2L. And the answer is like, the reason I didn't know is because the answer is nothing.
They haven't been doing anything. It's almost like, hey, maybe YouTube doesn't work out for everyone.
I remember Ricky Dillon. I watched Ricky Dillon actually, like his solo content. When I was in high school. Because, okay. like, they all had their own channels and the O2L channel. And I remember thinking that Ricky Dillon was funny, like, by my, like, 2013 standards, I guess. You know?
So, it's the court's still out on that
so
one.
So, I don't know, but this is the, this is what he looks like.
Okay. Yeah, I absolutely recognize that person.
Yes.
There's something, the faux hawk. It's the faux hawk is just so 2014.
Yes.
I had a faux hawk in 2014.
Yeah.
I can't say anything.
You did?
Yeah. Faux hawk was my go-to haircut from the ages of like, I don't know, 10 to 18.
That's a huge sleigh.
When did I grow up my
That's hair? Another really that good picture like to convey the vibe of the time.
The bandana.
I remember that Ricky Dillon, like at some point in time, like he was one of the... if not, like, the only person who, like, came out as asexual.
Oh.
Because I remember there was a lot of buzz about his sexuality. All those O2L guys, so much buzz about all of their sexualities.
I've seen them all now, so.
You get it.
I get it,
But
in early 2014, I could see how that could be something that people are discussing.
And I'm saying guys, but one of them is a trans woman now.
Got it. Guys as the informal
as
group.
Group addressing thing. The royal guys.
The royal guys, yes.
Anyway, so, but yeah, I remember, like, there was a lot of, like, people were, like, constantly, like, and I remember he made, like, a pretty interesting video of being, like, maybe he was, like, wrestling with the fact that, like, he thought he was gay because people were, like, projecting that onto him.
Yeah.
But he actually was just asexual. And I thought it was interesting because there actually aren't, I couldn't point to a lot of people who, like, have come out as asexual.
No.
In the public sphere.
Didn't Jane Smith?
Jane Smith?
I thought so. Came out as... Asexual? No, I don't remember pansexual. That. They came out as pansexual.
Pansexual.
Yeah, because then everybody was like, oh, he fucks pans.
Totally.
And it's like, that's really funny, actually.
Frying pans.
Really good.
Cast iron.
So funny, guys. Hilarious.
That's so funny.
That's so funny. He fucks pans.
Anyway, who's the one? Trevi Moran is, she's only 25.
Okay.
That's what the other thing is, that she was quite young. Like, all of the other ones were like 25 at the time, yeah. And I think she was like 16.
Okay.
Like, living in these house, this house with other people, which, weird. Like, now that would be weird. Like, people would be weirded out by that. Of like, why is this 16-year-old living in a house 100%. With you, 25-year-olds? Anyway, at the time. It was the vibe at the time, okay?
It was the vibe.
She's a singer, and I think she's maybe made her way into some kind of, like, niche music spaces.
Do you think she's working late?
Maybe, because she's a singer. I could actually maybe try to listen to some of these songs. This might be, like, a pop girl moment that I like. A title of a song, Too Hot to Be This Hungover.
Okay.
Yeah, so who knows, but...
I'm into that.
Trevi... They went by Trevor in okay. O2L. So it's Trevor, Ricky, JC, Kian, Connor Franta. What was the other one?
Connor Franta is such a cutie, even now.
Connor Franta is so cute. Has always been, actually. Yeah. He was always my favorite.
Yeah.
Of all of those.
I just feel like I've like, as long as I can remember having an Instagram, I followed Connor Franta. And, like, I still see him just, like, you know, getting up to a little latte, going on a run in his little shorts, reading books, promoting his books. I love it.
Yeah, and he always had, like, such, like, he was always such a Tumblr aesthetic. Yeah, that was a Tumblr boy. Yeah.
Very early Instagram micro-influencer situation.
Yeah, he has 4 million followers.
Well, early Instagram.
Early, yeah, he, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I remember the Connor Franta coming out video too, like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a culture, that was a cultural
reset. It was a real moment. Yeah.
That was like, that happened like when, like at one day in high school, and I remember everyone it like was posted in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, did you see that at Connor lunch. Franta is gay? Yeah.
There was a murmur.
It was like it was like a moment, it was crazy. It's like some people remember when 9/11 happened. I remember when Connor Franta posted his coming out video.
I remember where I was when Connor Franta came out to the world.
Okay, well, I think we should call it.
Okay.
That was all I have some more stuff on the agenda, but it's all like stuff that I think needs to be pushed.
We need to like really go into it.
I think we need to get into it.
Okay.
I think we need to stew about the Secret Life of the American Teenager.
Yeah, I love the idea of making it.
I think we, the two of us, might need to go through and, like, not rewatch because it's a lot, but, like, skim. Maybe hit some of the good seasons, good episodes, like, good storylines. We'll take some notes and we'll reconvene.
I agree. That, and I feel like you and I need to do something with, like, a Fast and Furious moment. Like,
actually,
we need, like, a ranking or something between you and I.
Yeah, because me and Montana did the fan fiction, but, like, I need you on for...
I have to talk Fast
and
Furious.
Your own Fast and Furious moment.
Yeah.
What should we talk about?
I don't know.
Do you have
I
any,
like
a
kind ranking.
Of specific...
I like going into, like, ranking, or, like, we could even talk about, like, the progression of...
What are we
going to
rank,
the
like,
family.
The S-tier?
Yeah.
Like, kind of, like...
Yeah, we could rank stunts, like, our favorite, like, jumps and stunts and flips. And...
I don't really even think I have one.
Oh, my gosh. I love the one where the
on the bridge
the bridge.
Monterey? The Monterey
Bridge?
Yeah,
the Monterey Bridge, and the tank is chasing them, and he crashes the car to jump across and catch Letty.
And catch Letty, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. That scene lives rent-free in my brain 24-7.
The way
the
you
time.
Were able to encyclopedia, like, you were, like...
I remember what car he was driving, a red car. Like, I remember...
I think you could...
Or he was driving a black muscle car, and she was driving a red car.
You could animate that scene from memory.
From memory.
Frame by frame.
Yep.
That could be... We have stuff to work with.
Yes.
I mean, there's 10 of those goddamn fucking movies.
Yeah.
There's so much to talk
about.
There's
so much content.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
That Fast and Furious episode that Man Montana did is my worst performing episode to date.
Okay. No, the audio was also the worst performing to date.
It's
because
terrible
because
we were
screeching. First time that you guys tried...
With this mic.
No, you did the early... You did the first mic. Oh, wait. You guys did do this mic.
Yeah. But it was just like...
Oh, okay.
We were just like... Well, we were also kind of drunk.
Yeah.
There was like a lot going on in that one.
It was a fun episode. I liked listening to it.
It was for us. You know, it wasn't for anyone else to listen
Absolutely.
To. It was for me and her.
We will find a way to monetize Fast and Furious. There will be a way to do
that. There will be a way for me to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I actually would love to have you and Montana on both for the three of us to work through some fan fiction because there was a plenty.
Yes.
So let's do that. Maybe let's plan
I
for that.
I gotta make money off this thing.
I gotta try to make, there's gotta be a way to make money off of this. Anyway, yeah. So do you want to plug anything?
Yeah, I've got my photo stuff at Ty Fox Photo on Instagram.
Live music photography, check it out.
Portrait photography, it's very fun, very cool over there.
Who are your favorite artists you've shot recently?
I got to shoot for Bombay Bicycle Club, which was a huge 2012 indie moment for me. That was amazing. And I got some possible ones on the books for end of this month, starting of next.
Who are you hoping you might shoot for?
I'm really hoping to get Maggie Rogers.
Me too.
That would be really cool.
I want to see you take pics of Maggie.
I've got a press pass in for freaking Cage the Elephant. Are you kidding me? I'd flip. That'd be so amazing. Because that would be like my third time seeing them. So, and I'd be getting to take pictures.
That movie trailer that we saw last night, I think, for
The Strangers.
Oh my God. And they had that Cage the Elephant song in it.
Trouble.
It was just so good.
Trouble on my live, trouble on my ride. So good.
Ooh.
And then I'm obviously going to be applying to every single show that Remy Wolf has in Southern California, because she is my number one on
She's actually not coming to SoCal.
Bucket list. She's going to.
Well, when she releases her date.
Yeah. Her second part of her tour is going to come to SoCal.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. I'm pretty sure based out of LA.
She'll play Petco Park, probably.
Maybe. She's probably going to play something smaller. I would see her playing like a Observatory or like a Soma.
I could see her at Soma.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like she's not big enough, I guess, sadly, I'm thinking, for...
Well, I was thinking Gallagher Square, where we saw Mark Rebier.
Yeah, but even then, like, I feel like there's not even... That's where Maggie Rogers is going to be, is Gallagher.
Gallagher Square.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because I feel like I don't really see many artists going to Petco.
Do you want to know what I learned the other day?
Please tell me.
Taylor Swift toured with 1989 at Petco Park.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
It's funny that 1989 Taylor Swift was, like, still playing... Like, I would...
Doesn't feel like a big venue.
It doesn't feel like a big venue.
Because Petco Park will do stadium shows.
Right, like, Elton John took the farewell tour.
The whole... Yeah, he took the whole stadium part of the actual
Petco Park. Yeah, and, like, that was a huge show. But yeah, it's funny. But
yeah, I do my live music thing. That's about it. That's all I really need to plug.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we were talking. We were plugging.
Always
but then
plugging.
I just started talking again.
Yeah, no. At Ty Fox Photo. Sure, at Ty Fox Photo on TikTok. I'm not super active on there. I want to be more like my idol on TikTok, the Olivia Stober.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, you're my idol.
Thank you.
Absolutely. An icon in a moment. And I want to be more like, you know, natural on there. I want to be more goofy and silly on there, but I just haven't gotten to it yet. So follow me to see what is to come.
Go follow Ty, everybody.
Go follow Ty.
If you're a good little listener, you'll go follow Ty. And you'll... Leave a review and a rating for the show.
Love that.
Oh, also, if you liked having Ty on the podcast, if you're a Spotify listener, please let me know in the question box.
Yes, use that question box. Nobody uses it. It's awesome. I use it on every podcast, and I just leave a fun little comment. It's a fun way to interact.
Yeah, I feel like people don't know about it. Like,
they don't know.
You scroll down, you're on the episode page, you scroll down, it'll say, what did you think of this episode? And you can type whatever you want. And it doesn't get published publicly to Spotify.
No.
It goes... to my email, where I can either choose to publish it or just look at it and think to myself how much I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Which I always publish them.
So if you're funny, you might get published.
You will get published. Unless you say, like, this is just for Olivia, like, do not publish.
Yeah.
Then I'll respect your wishes.
Absolutely.
Or if you rip me a new one, I'm not publishing that either.
Maybe I'll rip you a new one on the next
one. Shut the hell up.
Maybe I'll rip a new one on myself on this one.
But it'll be coming from your name.
I don't know if I can listen to this episode. I hate my voice.
No,
I'm surprised I committed to this.
It's going to be funny.
It'll be great.
You don't have to listen.
I'll just pretend it's someone else.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Anyways.
We'll be back soon.
Peace.
Same time next week. Remember to follow the show so you never miss an episode. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Bye.